Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, my little victory is I got in for a hair appointment today. Yes, thank you very much, Christy. I didn't realize how overdue I was. So, hello, blonde. Yeah, you think I go dark at winter? No, I don't.
Why would you?
I keep it light all year round, baby.
Allie Faye, don't do that.
I'm blonde all the time. So, hair appointment today. That I love her. She gets me in. I just, you know how that is when you got your person. She's like, how about Wednesday? I'm like, how about yes?
How about whenever you
how
got
about,
time?
I'll move whatever I got. Yes.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
Hence me going to the barber at like 8:40 last week. Yes. Whenever you got time.
Hair appointment ready. What's your little victory?
My little victory is that I got a little extra sleep this morning.
Nice. Yeah. Why?
Because I was up in the middle of the night.
Why?
After the Bucks game, which we caught the dog.
Go Bucks. You were working last night. I forgot you had a game.
Yeah, but I went.
You
I was
didn't
like,
know
man.
He's the new point guard for the Milwaukee Bucks, everybody. I'm kidding. He's an in-game host. He's not a player, but go on, DZ.
After the game, I was hungry.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, nothing's open right now. I don't really want to hit the drive-thru.
Don't they give you food?
Yeah, but I didn't get the chance to eat yesterday.
Fair.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I'm just so hungry. I'm so hungry. Hit the food truck. Oh, glorious.
Ah, food truck late at night sounds good.
Sounds good. Until 3 a.m. goes and the bubble guts hit.
Oh,
and
you go, blah, 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 blah. You eat the naughtiest food late at night, dude.
It was my own
fault. You're not supposed to do that.
I tried to avoid it by getting a food truck instead of fast food.
Well, you sucked at avoiding it, okay? You suck at that.
So after I sat in the bathroom for an hour, I was like, man, I need to go back to sleep for a little bit.
Okay, so basically the positive spin on the day is I have a hair appointment and you got to eat out of a food truck even though you paid for it in the middle of the night. And then you got more sleep.
A little extra sleep on top of it. The little victory was the little extra
sleep. The little sleep.
Cuddled Aaron, my wife, for a little bit longer.
Oh, my God. You're hysterical. You're like, I pooped my pants and I cuddled my wife.
Sure
what the
did.
Hell? Marriage. Sounds great. Oh, my gosh. We got messages this morning. I feel so loved.
We got messages?
Yeah. They left us voice messages on the Odyssey app, 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Listen to this one. You were at the Bucks game last night.
I was.
You're an in-game host.
Correct.
And Sherry and Mason in Caledonia left us a message. Listen to this.
Hey, Allie and DZ. It's Sherry.
Mason.
And Jake.
Nice to see you on the court, DZ.
We love you guys.
Hey, we love you guys too. You can always leave us a message, by the way, on the Odyssey app. We haven't talked about this in a minute, but we love getting them and we love playing them back on the air. So
that's right.
If you go to the Odyssey app, AUDACY, where you listen live to Kiss FM, you just follow 103.7 Kiss FM. You can find our podcast there. The whole show is posted every day if you just want to listen back. And basically, when you go to listen live, right next to it, it says send a message.
Yeah.
That message is like a direct line to Allie and DZ. It may take a few weeks, but we find them.
It's direct. We didn't say it's immediate.
We find them eventually.
We get it immediately, whether we hear it immediately.
Exactly.
It's funny that people know how ADD we are.
Oh,
so they'll
leave
us a voice message.
Then tell us they left us.
Hey, we left y'all a voice message. Appreciate you, Sherry Mason, and the squad.
Seriously. Well, the question of the day today is going to involve being single versus not being single.
Okay.
Relationship or not.
Okay.
And I actually want to play one more voice message because yesterday on the show we talked about how apparently Halloween is the loneliest holiday of the year for singles.
Who are all these singles they asked?
Apparently they said everything you do in Halloween is in groups, trick or treating, parties, costumes a lot of times, couples costumes, right? So we found out they said it's worse than Valentine's Day. So listen to this voice message we got.
Hey, Allie and DZ, this is Evelyn in Milwaukee, and I just want to say that Halloween is not the saddest holiday to be single. It is definitely Valentine's Day, where you feel the most called out and single if you do not have a significant other, and that's all I have to say about that.
Fair, girl.
Thank you.
You know
Thank
what?
You,
fair.
Evelyn.
It's
Heard.
A perfect segue into our question of the day, which involves being single versus being in a relationship.
Not.
Let's talk.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ, get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so last night I'm out at Ladies Night, DZ.
And
the question of the night was inspired by Ladies Night. Yeah, so we're driving home. It's me and two of my married friends, okay?
Okay.
We love to go out to eat. We do it once a month.
Yeah.
And my mom friends. And as we're driving home, they're like, ugh, my husband's getting on my nerves.
Wait, y'all didn't complain about us at dinner?
No, they were too busy going, tell us all your single girl stories. Tell us more, Allie. What else did you do that's wild and crazy?
So
tell
you
us about your life.
So you're revving them up. Okay, okay,
they
okay.
They always come in and go, tell us a story. We're married
girl,
and bored.
I mean, why? But tea.
So we're talking. Yes, yeah, so on the way home, they're like, "She's like, ah." Oh. And look, I wouldn't tell these jokes or tell these stories if I didn't think they were happily married. Obviously, if they were truly unhappy,
obviously.
I would never tell
come
these.
On, come
but
on.
Hearing my friends complain about their husbands is like top tier. So we're driving home, and she's like, "Oh, he's so annoying. He's gonna try to eat my dessert."
And we will.
He's going to tell me what to watch. And I go, you know who tells me what to do?
Nobody.
And they were like, Allie, we're so jealous. And I go, guess who's going to be in my bed when I get home?
Nobody.
I go, guess who's going to watch whatever she wants when I get home?
Me.
And they're like, oh, we hate it.
Like, what? All the time
go,
you get to do whatever you want. And you're
said,
like, yeah, girl.
But hear me out. I go, but then I get lonely.
But
and
then,
I want some companionship. And I'm sad.
But
and
then
you got
I also
a man.
Get into bed to nobody.
To nobody. I also have nobody to ask what to watch.
I got nobody to talk to bounce ideas off
Sometimes
of.
Sometimes it's not fun being single. So the question of the day. Single or taken? Which one's better?
Which one's
single
better?
Single or in a relationship? Which is better? Because I could go back and forth with my friends where they're like, oh, my husband's getting on my nerves. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, girl, I
yeah.
do what I
oh,
want.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But then I get lonely.
But then you're like, oh.
Aw, then you want somebody.
Oh,
my
boo.
And you're like,
boo,
man, it'd be nice to have somebody to go to dinner with or it'd be nice to have somebody to talk to.
That isn't the ladies. And as much as we love the ladies and ladies night and as much as we love the boys and bro days, it's nice to have
I'm
a person.
Just saying.
It's
be nice to someone to plan a trip with, you know?
I mean, obviously. I mean,
well, they're sitting there talking about their next vacation with their family. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, it must be nice.
Which doesn't mean you can't plan a vacation with your family,
I
know what you mean.
You know what I mean? It's
I
different.
Know what you mean. Exactly
so,
what you mean.
Single or taken? Which one is better? That is the question of the day. DZ, are you going to go with taken?
Obviously, I'm going to say single.
You're getting divorced. All right, Aaron, I apologize.
Stop it. I'm teasing. Jokes.
Aaron's going to kill you.
No,
but seriously.
No, being taken is far better.
Yeah.
And I hear the concept of, I don't got nobody to tell me what to do. It's like.
It's amazing when nobody tells me what to eat or watch, and I get the TV to myself and the bed to myself until I get the bed to myself.
It's like when you turn 18, 19, or when you move away from home and you're like, I can eat ice cream for dinner.
Yes, I'm a grown up. But you eventually go back to being a normal
person. And then you go, maybe broccoli is healthy for you, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I'll add it to the mac and cheese once a week. You know, fine.
You know, maybe a little bacon bits inside the Kraft is good.
But I don't think you can't be single and responsible.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
I eat my vegetables too, DZ, if I'm keeping it real.
But there's the parallel for me. At first, it's like, oh, yeah, single, do what you want, say what you want,
nobody
be what you
tells
want,
me
wherever
what to
you
do.
Want.
I literally do whatever I want. That's the problem.
But that isn't a relationship either.
Yeah.
Somebody telling you what to do, that ain't a relationship.
No, totally.
So having somebody to bounce things off of, having a confidant, somebody that really will hold you down in every regard, that's what's important. Because that person will also let you have you time.
Yeah.
There isn't, you know, I'm stuck, I only do this, I'm completely annoyed. Now, that person obviously gets under your skin.
You're so much better at doing relationships than most people, though. That's why I like it when you speak on it. No, because you and Aaron...
You've seen me and Aaron argue?
All the time, but you're also super independent. So I see how coupled up you are, but I also see your independence, and I see how much you respect each other's wishes and likes, and a lot of people don't have that down.
I hear that.
A lot of people get resentful, jealous, mad, all these things when their significant other's having fun without them. You guys aren't that couple.
Yeah.
You want each other to thrive, yeah, you know what I mean?
I hear
and
you
do a lot together anyway. You are best friends, right? And
that's my dog.
You have a good support group of friends you've known a long time. Like, you guys are the way to do it if you're going to do couples.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
There's better couples out there,
I guarantee,
Aaron
right
but I appreciate.
Now is like, I can't stand him.
Oh, I know it. My phone's going off. She's going,
We got them all fooled.
Chill out.
Okay, single or taken. I don't know what's better. You know what? Let's go to the phones. Oh, my God. They're all lit up
right
now.
Literally.
We have so many phone lines, and they're all lit up. I don't even know which one to go to first. I don't care. You pick. I'm not looking.
I'm going
to
close my eyes.
I'm going to close my eyes,
Wait, too. I closed my eyes. We can't both close our eyes and pick
just
a phone.
Just grab one. Hi, Kiss.
Who's this?
Jinx.
Hello, Kiss FM.
Oh, God. Maybe not this one. All right. Hold on.
Yeah. They're clearly lacking.
How are you going to call and then not say anything when we answer? Unbelievable.
They must be single.
All right. We're going to talk to you. Forget you, dude. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, single or taken, what is better, being in a relationship or being single? We were having this discussion last night when I was out with my ladies.
Ladies.
They were
night.
Going home to their husbands and they were like, ugh, Allie. And I was like, yeah, don't knock it till you try it, though, because sometimes I love doing what I want, but sometimes I'm like, I miss having a companion, and they would feel the same way. You
Can
know?
We acknowledge
we
that
all agreed.
There are trade-offs? There, now, whether they equal?
We
don't know.
No matter whether you're single or taken, you make sacrifices.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what we need to realize. Whether, because you can sit there and go, well, you know, I'm happy and I have a partner, but you make sacrifices and thinking about another person all the time.
If I said Aaron has never looked at me and gone, I can't be next to any of y'all right now. You or the boys, I need a second. I'm going, bye.
Alone.
Please, I'm going away. Bye. I'm leaving. I'm going
you're
to the store.
Getting
I don't
on
know.
My nerves.
Bye. I'd be lying. And if I haven't stood inside my living room sometimes, looked around and been like, I bet you this house wouldn't be this messy if I was a bachelor.
Yes, it would. As
someone
who's single, yes, it would.
You know
Thank
I'm
you.
Lying. You know
but,
I'm lying.
But you do have those moments where you're like, oh, but it goes both ways.
Fleeting
and that's
thoughts both ways.
It's like, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I do what I want, but I'm lonely.
So
you make sacrifices on both ends. You make sacrifices being lonely, or you make sacrifices having to always think about other people, right? It's a give and a take.
And what's it worth? You know what I'm saying? I'd never give it up. I'd never give it up. What I got, I'd never give up, I promise you.
Well, and, you know, I don't know what. I would give it up, yes.
I love you so much.
But I'm not
going
to right now. Let's go to Christine in Milwaukee, who is taken. So I'm assuming.
Like Liam Neeson?
Like, who's going to come on and say, I'm taken and I wish I was single? Like, are you really going to do that?
Somebody that gave a fake name and is trying to lead their partner?
Ooh. Christine, what's better, being single or taken?
Taken. There is nothing better than being in a happy, healthy relationship.
Healthy.
How do you get there, though?
I mean, a lot of work on yourself, but it can happen. I mean, I have never really been single myself. I kind of was in a long relationship and then jumped into another one as a rebound, but then he ended up being my one and only. So.
Aww.
I never really experienced the single life, but I am a relationship girly.
Wait. You've never, slow down. That. Now I'm to the part I want to talk about.
Now he's got
You've
questions.
Never been single. There's the first.
Yeah,
you're codependent.
Mean?
Here we go. See,
you had a boyfriend starting at what age?
I know a girl like you, dude.
14. I was in an 8-year-long relationship.
Oh, my God.
At 14?
Oh, God.
14, 15,
and
16,
And then now
17.
I'm in a 5-year relationship, so I'm 28.
Wow. Oh, no, she got out of the 8-year at 22.
And 22, and then hopped in and is
now
28.
You got out of an 8-year and jumped into another one immediately? What the hell?
Five going on 6 years.
Like
She's a relationship girly.
A rebound.
And lo and behold, hey, look at it. Sometimes
do
that's
you
the
panic
takes.
When you're alone? Like, what happens?
A little bit, but I mean, that's what friends are for.
Ah, yeah, girl.
You don't have any friends. You're in relationships. Are you kidding me? You're coupled up. Your friends left 8 years ago.
Well,
not the good ones.
I'm teasing. Friends, so.
I believe that.
Yeah.
As someone who's
gotta be.
Never been single, he would have to be. Because, that's wild.
But
so,
I'm sure you got other friends. Naturally, you
I would
got
hope.
Two, girl.
Yes, absolutely.
I do. Okay. Yeah. Good. Best good. Friends for 28 years.
Nice. Love it. Nice. Well, Christine, she says, taken is better. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Let's go to Ariana in West Dallas, who we know is newly married. In fact, we met her husband at our bike drive last weekend.
I got to holla at him.
Yes.
Him and I are going to hang out.
Well, I want to come.
Nope. You're not invited.
Ariana!
Es solo para los bros.
Yeah. Rude.
Solo para los bros. Only for the bros.
Rude.
I agree, because you know why, Ali.
Yeah,
you know
fine. We don't want to be there. All right, Ariana, are you going to say single or taken? Because they both have sacrifices. Obviously, I'm single. DZ's been married for 100 years. What's better?
Look, I'm going to say taken, to be honest with you, because I'm going to tell you guys this. I met my husband about 3 years. It's going to be 3 years. Mm-hmm. We moved in 6 months together. Mm-hmm. It's
okay.
Crazy because I was single for about 10 years. I dated. I went out with the girls and everything like that. I did that. You know, I did all that. And then you just find the right person and just coming home to him, giving that, like today, like getting a good morning text. I'm at work. I hope you have a beautiful day. I love you.
Aww.
That's all that it means, you know?
That's so nice.
So I think like just finding that right person and being taken, I think coming home to somebody and like, you know, having dinner ready and just hugging him.
Now I'm jealous. Now I'm irritated. Dinner ready, somebody hugging you. I come home and they're like, what's for dinner? And we don't want to hug. And by the way, they smell because they're teenagers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You know what, Ariana, bye. This is the life
you.
I'm living.
I told you, I got you finding your person, Allie.
I don't think I have a person.
You got one. There's always somebody
Ariana,
out there.
Thank you for saying it for me, dog. You know we love you,
G. Or I've already met them, and it's ran its course, and it's over.
Nah. There's lifetimes and life people.
Maybe you can have them. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. I'm not going down that route. But I don't regret getting married because I had my children.
That
you know
part.
What I mean? I'm happy, happily single now. But anyway, all right. Well, thanks for calling, Ariana. We got to get to somebody
love
single.
You guys.
Love and peace.
Bye.
Please, Lord, let Kelly.
I just caught what you said.
Please, Lord, let Kelly and Sussex stay single.
You
I'm
really
struggling
think-
over here, you guys.
I mean, Kelly, bro, Kelly.
Kelly is single like me, but I guarantee she's going to say, relationship. Ming from Milwaukee said, I think a partner will bring out the better in you, regardless, good or bad. That's false, Ming. We've seen
good.
That with my dating life.
Good or bad, this is a fact.
We do not want the bad part, for sure. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hey, Hannah in New Berlin texted in, companionship is amazing. However, being recently divorced from an 11-year relationship, being single has taught me so much more about myself. I think everyone needs to embrace single life and embracing the art of learning to be alone. Yes, Hannah. It's true. That's about the independent part where you really learn about yourself.
As we were talking to Ariana, I was going, listen, she was single for 10 years.
Yeah.
If you've spent much time single, you know
she's
what it's
ready.
Like to really be by yourself.
And she knows
and you're
what
ready.
She wants.
If you haven't spent any time single, you might not know what's
you
going on.
You don't know
on.
What
you
you're
don't
doing.
Know what's going on.
Or who you are.
Or who you might be.
Kelly, I swear if you say in a relationship, I'm jumping through the phone. You're gonna, aren't you?
Kelly.
Kelly.
I was gonna say, forget those men.
Hey!
What? I finally, yeah. My spell has worked. I've done the spell on Kelly. She's done trying to get wifey'd up all the time because I think you're a relationship girl, Kelly, and you just are that girl, you know?
Yeah.
I enjoy being able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I love everything being in its place in my apartment and not having to find it.
Wait, so, and you were married for like 20 years. People don't know this about Kelly. You know, her son has grown. She was married. She's divorced.
I was with my ex-husband since I was 17. So
she had to really learn. It's been tough for her. I've seen it as a friend of hers, but I'm really proud of you. And I'm proud that you're now saying you've learned to enjoy the life you're living.
Well,
and
she's saying, that. On the flip, having been with somebody for so long and then now spending time by herself, finding yourself, doing your own thing, she's like, no, I respect my own space way too much. Single. Mm-hmm. Y'all are crazy.
Girl, yes. Yeah. Say less. See, I had it fixed. I put her at the end.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, what's the problem today on What Would DZ Do?
A young lady hit us up. Has got some work troubles.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's hear her out first. I think we got this, y'all.
What's the problem, though?
I believe in us.
Okay.
Because it's got to be us.
Okay.
All right. Allie and DZ, starting in January, I'm going back to culinary school.
Oh, nice.
Classes are Monday through Thursday, 12 to 8 p.m. Jeez, that's okay. That's a long day.
That's a full day.
I know, long days, but there are breaks. I really think it'll be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of tired of my old routine, so I left my boring office job to pursue this. The only thing is, I'm a little freaked out about the long hours and how I'm going to keep affording my life on my own. No need for details, but moving back in with my parents or getting a roommate is a hard pass. And when not the evil laugh, dog.
It's like, I'm not moving back in with my parents. We Are you crazy? Though.
We feel you.
Amen.
And when it comes to work, I'm a bit particular. No ride shares or delivery driving for me. So here's the deal. What are some good part-time entry-level ideas that could actually fit this crazy schedule? That's 12 to 8,
why are you gonna, first of all, you can't be like, I need advice, but I'm not doing that. Because that's essentially what this person wrote in and said, I need advice on flexible jobs, but not that one.
Well, that's what it was going to be for a lot of people. It was like, well, just...
What about Lyft? Well, I mean, in some people, I
just DoorDash.
You have to really want to do it. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. I'll tell you a story, and this actually happened last night. Well, I understand why this young lady might not want a DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
My wife ordered Insomnia cookies.
Yeah.
Right? And when she got the delivery, the young lady, you know, was like, hi, you know, whatever. Hi, here's your cookies. My wife gave her cash expecting change. The young lady said, I don't have change. I got robbed last week.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did people still take cash? People still take
For tips?
My
for
God.
Tips?
I haven't used cash in years with deliveries.
But my wife was like, hey, you got change?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not about to give you this whole 20.
And they were like, no.
They're like, no, I got robbed last week. So my wife then felt bad and was like, here's the whole 20.
Oh,
it's fine.
God.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm sorry you got robbed. It's fine. I'm sorry. But arguably so, that DoorDasher, that young lady could have been like, I'm done DoorDashing. I got robbed last week. Why would I?
Or you might just tell people that so when you don't have cash.
Maybe.
They shouldn't be. I get why they don't carry it, though.
But either way, a lot of people might not carry cash. That's not the story. The story is she could have given up. She could have stopped DoorDashing. She could have, for whatever reason, decided, ride sharing, DoorDashing, that's a dangerous endeavor for me. I don't feel like doing that. If that's the case for this young lady, I believe you. If you're going back to culinary school, maybe try to find a job part-time in a culinary field. I'm not trying to tell you to go waitress.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe.
Where are you going to work when you are in school from 12 to 8? And you're not going to be able to work the dinner service. You're going to have to do the breakfast service, and that's it.
Well,
that's all you got.
What's going to suck is you're going to have to work Monday through Friday mornings early.
Okay.
Or you're going to give up your weekends because Thursday, that leaves you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
That's 3 days to work all day long.
Let's sum it up, basically. The problem is that she's looking for part-time work, but she's a full-time student.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs help. She wants advice. advice. She wants ideas for the job. She wants to know, what can I do part-time? I'm going to school 12 to 8, and I don't know what to do for a job. But I don't want to do Lyft driving. I don't want to do deliveries. Yeah. I don't want to do anything like that. She doesn't want to do any deliveries.
Not just part-time, but basically super flex, too, because it's got to be flexible with her schedule.
Can I tell you why this sounds ridiculous right now? Because it sounds like a fantasy land. You're like, well, she doesn't want that or that. I'm like, well, you're screwed.
I got it.
You got to stop saying, I don't want to do this. You're going to have to do things you don't want to do. Welcome to life and work.
Hard life, Hannah.
Not like, well, that doesn't fit. So, nah, you got to pay bills.
Hard life, Hannah. You got to start hustling.
What's wrong with you?
Well, and she's paying bills. She's got the office job, but she's going, listen, I'm not happy with that, so I'm going to go do this. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the plunge. I'm going to culinary school. I'm going to be a chef.
I'm doing it.
I'm going to be the bear, at least the cub. But you can't stop giving, you know, you can't give up the quality of life you got, and you don't want to go back to the things that you already know don't work for you. What about dog walking? Have you ever dog walked?
I mean, I guess.
Think about it. You could do that at any point in time in the day.
Then you got to do it in the cold, and you got to go to people's houses. What's the difference between door? Like, you're still interacting with, you know.
Yeah, but it's people's animals, you know.
Maybe. You'd have to start a whole business.
It's either that or you about to get into some personal training, girl. I don't know if you physically fit, but that allows, if you got a 6 a.m. schedule, 6 to 10, you can still go to class.
Again, get a couple training people. You don't just become a personal trainer overnight. You know what I mean?
You can get certified pretty quick. Depending on who you are, you get certified pretty quick.
Fair enough. All right, what should she do? She's looking for part-time work, but she's a full-time student from 12 to 8, so she doesn't know how to get... We're trying to get creative with part-time jobs.
She needs the perfect job.
You said dog walking. My friends dog sit, and they make money doing that, where people hire them when they go out of town, but it's a whole process.
Same thing. You have to get to know the people.
It's a whole thing. You know what I mean?
Or house sitting. What about that?
Oh, my God.
I mean, now we're looking for perfection, but any idea helps.
It's a fantasy land.
Fit my crazy schedule. Any suggestions would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Hard work, Hannah.
All right. Phones are ringing. We'll talk to you next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today is that she wants to know what to do for a part-time job. She's going to school full-time from noon to 8 to be a chef, and she's like, I need a different part-time job. I don't know what to do, but I don't want to delivery drive. I don't want to, you know, do any of that. So what else can I do?
Well, if you don't want a rideshare, you don't want to deliver, you don't want to basically be with strange people in your vehicle or carry their items, deliver their food. I get it. There's options, but you still gonna have to deal with strange people.
Well, for sure. Let's start with Angie in Waukesha on 5 today. Angie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What's the solution today on What Would DZ Do? She's looking for part-time work as a full-time student, but her schedule's a little, ugh.
Yeah, so when I was a full-time student and going through college, I nannied or babysat. There's lots of families that are looking for someone that will like drive their kids to school in the morning because they're going to work.
Yep.
And then I was fortunate to like still work with those families after I would drop the kids off, and I would, you know, go to the grocery store for them or throw in a load of laundry.
Oh my
and like
gosh,
you do
yes.
things like that.
You start to work for
like,
the family.
More like an assistant, yeah. like a family assistant. Yeah, they're calling them family assistant now.
Well, I think about, you know, like when I had these people work for me over the years for childcare in the mornings when I was at the station, even before they could get to school. Like Ella would do other things for me.
That's
for
the name
sure.
I was gonna say.
And so you're right. You can have someone do, you can hire someone to cook for you. You can hire somebody
will do anything for you.
Anything. You want someone to meal prep for you? Hire someone for 3 hours a week.
You can hire me to do anything for you for the right bag.
Really,
you know what
could.
I'm saying?
Anything. Look. Okay, DZ, this is not to get you a job. Okay?
Oh, my bad.
You already have two jobs.
You're right.
I think you're good.
You know my favorite number's 3.
So you're saying, you're crazy. So you're saying basically look for some kind of babysitting or get online and offer to help
somebody
in their house.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The amount
then that's
of like
flex.
People that are looking for morning help for kids is crazy.
I know you're preaching to the choir over here.
Even on weekends, hey, they got a game or an activity, like, or hey, can you grocery shop for us on Saturday so we can go to the game or activity? Yeah. Dog, genius.
All right. Thank you for calling, Angie.
Of course. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Bye.
Trish in Milwaukee is calling next on 4, and she's actually going through this exact same thing right now where she is going back to school and she doesn't know what to do as a part. She wants a part-time job.
Trish.
Hey, Trish.
Did you write in on the slide?
No. No, but we did meet her at our bike drive this weekend, Trish in Milwaukee. Girl, talk to us.
All right. So my biggest problem was with, you know, I got to drop the kid off at school. So the soonest I could start would be 8. And then I got to make sure that I'm like leaving at 2. Most jobs wouldn't allow that. Plus, I'm a full-time student.
Right.
And not to mention that, like, then nothing is going to get done in the house if I'm not there.
That's true. You still got to be a full adult.
So what's the solution then, Trish, as someone who's going through it?
So remote? I ended up, I looked for a million of those jobs, and they are kind of difficult to find. It's not like everyone says, like, oh, just apply to Google. Just apply to Yahoo.
Right.
It's
really
not that simple.
Yeah.
But you should still at least try, because every now and again, something might pop up. So that was the first route that I took. I ended up babysitting, and I guess technically a personal assistant, because I make food for them. I clean their house.
You do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And so, like, it really helps them out and it helps me out. And it's usually pretty flexible. And every now and again, you know, they bring the kid over to my house just in case, like, I had, like, a really busy week or something.
So it's convenient. That's clutch. They're flexible with you and your schedule, too, which is nice. Because they're a family. Yeah. They understand.
I love it. Well, so Trish says, for ways
to help. Also, in the past, before I was a little bit slightly less busy.
Everything you said, just cut out, Trish. You said, we have no idea what you just said. But somebody did text it and say, when all else fails, feet pics.
Okay, y'all. Trish, we were doing so good with you. And then somebody texted.
I don't see the problem. Feet pics make money. What's the issue here?
Now we on OnlyFeets?
I'm just saying. Trish, we got more people on the phone, but we wish you luck. Thank you so much for calling, okay?
We appreciate you.
I was going to say just one more suggestion.
What?
Before I did this, I also worked in the hospitality industry, and sometimes they'll, like, hire people. Like, let's say that you're just doing house, like, room cleaning at a hotel or something. They will have hours early in the morning and stuff like that, or they have a lot of other shifts, and if you're not into the restaurant industry thing, like,
hospitality kind of makes sense.
Listen, thank you so much for the suggestion, Trish. We appreciate you. Have a great day, okay?
Talk soon. Bye.
Sorry, she thinks she wants to keep talking, but Trish, I'm on a time schedule. There's nothing else I can say to you about that.
You worried about time?
Me? I know, shocking. Because we're not even close to being done yet. But I want to read Megan's text. Megan said she should work for Panera. They have a baker's job, good money, and also related to cooking, which got me thinking, why not work for a bakery in the middle of the night?
Did you miss that on the front end when I was like, why not get a job related to the culinary field?
Well, you said that, but you didn't say specifically baking in the middle of the night, did you?
Oh, my bad. I just thought, you know, get it to where it fits with your schedule.
What do you think, I'm a mind reader?
You
gave the most general suggestion and then went, you didn't hear me say baking in the middle of the night?
I thought the obvious would be that you're not going to be cooking 12 to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. It would be either outside of that schedule or overnight.
You got to be more specific,
my
dude.
My bad. I thought we were more connected.
No, that's
that.
Like me saying, get a job in childcare. Good luck. And they're like, what the hell does that mean?
Made sense to me.
All right, can we go to Saucy Sandra this morning?
Yes.
Thank God. Saucy, can somebody give some advice here?
Yes. Thank God. It's Saucy. Right.
Feet pics? No.
No, no. Out.
No,
baking in the middle
no.
of the night? No.
Okay, first off, I want to say, uncomfortability is where growth happens, and sometimes, especially in life, you have to do what you have to do to survive, and you got to grow up and just suck it up and do what you got
to
do.
You're saying you don't get to get the job you want. You don't get to get a job that's convenient. She's too busy saying, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And you're saying growth is doing the job
you don't
want to do.
I'm too good for that. Nope.
Is
but
it too good for that
time,
or just I'm not, you know, going to
put myself
there?
Her feelings are valid. Her feelings are valid.
Thank you.
Okay. Saucy with the
Even though I disagree
valid.
With them.
There it is.
Every time Saucy with the feelings are valid.
I'm going to say a lot of kids that are in college, they do snow removal. And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. You go out, you clear snow, you're by yourself, and you work out. Number one, you're working out. Number two, you're making money on it. And you're done well before noon.
Is the money worth it, though, for the physical?
Oh, yes,
you know?
It is.
Okay. All right. I mean, I've never done it.
Not only are you making money, but you're making muscles, too.
The other thing I was wondering, like, nobody, did we talk about bartending? Like, what about, this is my other thing. Nope. Why haven't we suggested just a weekend job?
Nobody said
Why
it.
Wouldn't you just bartend
well,
for all
and she
weekend?
Said 12 to 8.
That's why I'm like, do a weekend job.
I started saying waitressing,
weekend.
But it was like, it could be anything it at that point. Anything. It could be anything.
However, if you're a bartender, no, there's already established bartenders on the weekends, so you would actually get a weekday job for
you know
that,
what I love is
and then you work your way up.
The hierarchy.
Dude, you're such a bar fly. You're telling us who gets hired at bars and who
sorry,
doesn't.
Sorry, I was so a bartender myself.
The head manager says, no, girl, you wouldn't get hired. Sorry.
Yes, sorry.
103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. A little sore, which kind of expected.
Sore? Oh, yeah. From the Bucks game last
night? Yeah, a lot of moving.
Yeah, but well, that's good. That's good for you, DZ. Actually, you need to be moving. Sore. And I think it's going to be good for you.
Soreness is my new normal. Hate to say it, but yeah.
Well, it won't be forever. You keep moving, it'll get better.
That part.
I want to shout out Connor, by the way. Connor is a guy I met yesterday when I went through the Starbucks drive-thru, and he had the most phenomenal teeth I've ever seen, DZ.
Ooh, good teeth.
And
I love a good
set
of Tombers.
I pulled up, I ordered an iced tea, because people always want to know what I drink at Starbucks after losing all my weight, all my 150 pounds. Well, I order just a black iced tea or black coffee. I keep it very simple, okay? And so I pull up and he smiles at me and I go, you have amazing teeth.
I got to compliment a good set of teeth.
And he goes, oh my God, are you Allie from the radio? And I go, yes, I am.
Yes, but Chip Skylark.
Your teeth are phenomenal.
Oh, shiny teeth in me.
He goes, I met you at the state fair when I was like 8.
Oh.
And I go, you're kidding. Now he's like 20 or whatever.
Okay, grown now, yeah.
And I was like, no kidding. He's like, and now I see you again. Hey.
That's so cool.
And he was like, hi. So I said, you know what? What are the odds? I met you at State Fair when you were a kid, and now you're my barista. Hey, Connor.
Hey,
I want to shout you out.
My
Starbucks.
Dog.
Starbucks in Brookfield on Blue Mound. I see you right next to Cousins.
Wepa, not an ad, right but it should be.
Right next to Metro Market. I see ya. So anyway, I just wanted to shout it out because it is funny when I meet listeners and they're like, I met you when I was 8, and they're full grown adults.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
like,
no, I get
hell?
That. Allie said, I don't really do shout outs unless I saw you when you were 8 and now I saw you again at 20, dog.
And now you gave me my coffee or
what?
My tea. It's go time.
That's crazy. But so, yeah, good teeth.
Amazing.
What was the secret? Did you ask?
I didn't ask.
You're going to have to go back. Well, he's your barista,
teeth.
So you're going to have to go
barista.
Back. You're going to be able to holler at him.
He was like, oh my God.
He's
like,
thank you, girl.
Oh,
thank you.
If I can find a picture of him, I'll show you, DZ.
Don't stalk this man to find his teeth. Don't do that.
But it was a very good day. And you had your Bucks game last night, and that was good. And I had ladies' night, and the Bucks won. So good.
Yeah. Yeah, good. It's good, man.
When did they play again, the Bucks?
They play again tomorrow.
Tomorrow in town?
Yeah, in town. It's a 3-game home stretch.
And so you work play every again. Single game?
I'm not working the game tomorrow because, you know what I'm saying, like not going to be around in the evening, I should say, or afternoon.
So Friday you'll be here.
But I'll be there at November 1st.
Nice.
What is that, Saturday?
That's Saturday night. Yeah. Friday's Halloween, DZ. Come on.
Or excuse me, Thursday.
It's the only day. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday, not
we're
Friday.
Not gonna,
I'm tripping. I'm already a day ahead in my mind.
You are going to be at the game on
Saturday.
Saturday.
Not the game on Thursday.
I understood, which is tomorrow.
Thursday's technically the Halloween game, though, which is why I got all confused. So everybody should be in their costumes on Thursday
well,
the 30th.
You're not the only one confused.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Halloween's over. It's because we went trick-or-treating, and now I forget that it's still coming up. They screwed us when they did that last weekend. I feel like I went to my tennis class yesterday. I said, I feel like Halloween is over, and everybody agreed with me because they had already gone trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Me and Jeremy.
It's weird.
My trainer talked about it, and
it's
he said,
disconnect.
Man, I feel awkward because
it's like
definitely
it's
over. It's
and
definitely
then,
over, but it's not.
Oh
it hadn't even happened.
And then they say to me, are you dressing up? You know, and I'm like, for what?
For
and
what?
They're like, Halloween. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, yeah. I don't dress up for Thanksgiving. Thank you. No, thank you.
But you know what? It's fine because Milwaukee's trick-or-treating on... Milwaukee's doing it right.
They're doing it right.
They're trick-or-treating on Friday.
It's technically not over.
No.
Put some respect on Hallow's Eve.
There's a ton of cities who are going to be trick-or-treating on Friday like normal people when Halloween ends up on a weekend.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Like humans should be.
So, yeah, I'm talking to you people that decided a week earlier made sense. It didn't.
Bayview.
In fact, it's bizarre.
My
city. And I hope
city.
We all learn from this and use it in 7 years when this happens again. No, really.
It really will be
no,
like
really.
7 years.
It's going to happen again on a Friday. Let's not do this again, you guys. Well, let's not do trick-or-treating the weekend before because it made no sense.
Next year, it'll at least be on a Saturday.
It better be. It's if anybody be. Tries to move it to the week before, I'll really fight you.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I swear to God.
I mean, I'll fight with you, obviously. Naturally. Gang, gang. Like, but don't do it.
All right, thank you. Okay, we got to get into Am I the Jerk? Then we have more concert tickets to see Young Gravy at the Rave. But the crazier part after that is that it turns out that we all think negatively about ourselves 4 times a day. And I don't like that.
I disagree.
I don't like that.
I disagree.
You might be surprised. You might not even realize you're doing it.
I'll wait because that's coming.
Let
that's
me explain
coming.
It to you. Yeah. And you guys are going to have some real self-awareness today when I explain this to you. Okay?
I'm down. Open forum conversation because yes. We got to be honest.
We're going to talk about it. All right, let's get into Am I the Jerk?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for not giving my coworker a ride when their car was broken down?
Without details, I don't want to say nothing because that sounds bogus.
Ooh, Allie and DZ, my coworker's car broke down at the beginning of the week. She's been having other people drop her off and pick her up since Monday.
Okay. It happens.
But I guess something happened with those rides. Now she's been asking people at the office to give her a ride until her car gets fixed.
Okay.
I got to be honest. I don't really enjoy spending time with her, having conversations with her. I keep it completely professional. She lives in Waukesha. I live in Delafield, so technically, when we leave our job in Milwaukee, I could give her a ride.
Technically.
But then I'd be stuck in the car with her for at least 45 minutes during rush hour, and that's my time, where I listen to music, or podcasts, or you guys. It might even make me a jerk, but I don't know if I care. So am I the jerk for not giving my coworker with a broken down car a ride?
Okay, this sucks.
This does suck, because I know how it is to want to be alone in your car and do your own thing. I have my moments where I'm like, I don't want anybody in the car.
But I know the sucky sensation of being like, I hate having to ask people for a ride, but I got to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't have another way to go, you know, and maybe I can't afford the Uber.
Whatever happened to just helping somebody one day? Or is she worried it's going to turn into more?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I feel like we've heard situations in all of our own lives that it turns into more.
Listen,
people are advantageous.
People at the radio station, for example, be like, hey, I got an oil change, or hey, my car's in the shop. We see it all the time. I'm like, hey, where's your car? They're like, oh, you know, Sparky took me or whatever.
I'm down the street at the dealer, blah, blah, blah.
But if somebody in the back who I don't know well asked me to drive them 45 minutes, I would be so uncomfortable. I'd be like, oh my God.
It'd be one thing if it was
I don't even know if I want to do 45 minutes with the people I do know.
But it's not even 45 minutes out the way.
No,
it's not. It's not in the wrong direction. It is your time.
It's your mental health
but
time.
But it's not forever. You can't sacrifice that for a day
you
or
should,
two. A day
good,
or two.
Well, you want your... And let's be real. You're screwing your karma right now because it's not that hard to help somebody else out and you're being a jerk. But at the same time, it's your life, your car.
That being said...
You don't owe your coworkers anything outside of
Angel
work.
Angel devil here. You already said you don't really like them.
It's the problem
here. You don't
here.
Enjoy spending time with them. They're not per se a work friend. They're just a coworker.
Somebody said, not the jerk. No one's obligated to help another adult. And then right before that, jerk. Good karma from something like this. Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. Some would say if you're only doing it for the karma, then stop wasting your time.
This is
just do right and give. You get what you give. I get that.
Yeah, it's an instance of free will not being or being executed and going, no, I'm not going to do that. I know it would be nice of me and I'd be a good person and all this karma, yada, yada, but no.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Broke down. Betty needs to get a rental. Ooh! If your car is out of service that long, it's your duty to take care of yourself. I hear that. We're adults.
Ooh.
We're adults. You want help, but yeah, we're grown-ups.
The lip smack. Ooh.
Somebody said, mean, meanie.
I mean, yes, mean, meanie, but the person that said you should be getting a rental, because if it is a couple days, oil change, tire, whatever,
is,
a day or two, bet. It's been at least a week, right?
It's been since Monday, so it's been 3 days, and now it's going to be 4. Here's the thing. Somebody said, not the jerk, boundaries are beautiful. But at the end of the day, DZ, I stand by what I
guys said, like, you don't have to, outside of work, help your coworkers with their lives. We all have things going on in our lives. I could go back and talk to our coworkers and be like, you know what I need help with? And I could give them a list.
True. And, they could literally go.
Obligation. Now, do you see someone who's in need and you want to help? That shows your heart. Okay.
Sure.
That shows, do I want to draw? I don't know what I
That's
would,
why
I
this is a moral dilemma, though, because you're looking at it going, I would love to be a good human being, but I'm not willing to sacrifice my time to make sure you get home because you got an issue with your car.
Well,
it's
said.
A Band-Aid rip moment, but this is the reality
is
of
it.
Life. You're not supposed to or meant to help everybody just because they ask.
All right, jerk or not the jerk for refusing to help your coworker who needs a ride.
Ugh.
They ask for a ride, their car is broken down. She does not want to be in the car with this coworker for 45 minutes.
I know, right. I usually be like, I really don't want to say in this instance, because I could go both ways.
All right, 414. I know, I could too, because I'd be lying if I said there's people I do not want to be in the car with. Like, I'd be a full liar right now.
Gee, I love you to death. For real, like, ride or die. I don't want to give you a ride anywhere.
Forget you.
But
you
I always
what?
Offer, don't I?
Forget you.
No, but this is, I'm being completely honest right now. I will be the first one to go,
sure.
Hey, you good? You need a ride? Hey, are you all right? You said you
but
good?
But you don't really
want to. I don't
to.
Want to.
I understand.
I don't want nobody in my car. That is my peace. That is my sanctity. Why you think my windows are tinted? It's a fishbowl and I want you to know I'm rolling. Like, I don't want a fishbowl for a reason, bro. I don't want to give nobody a ride, but I will be the first one to offer. That's why I'm saying I'm torn.
I hear you, dude. All right, well, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody said, I want to know what's wrong with her. Why did all the other people kick her out of their car?
I ain't want to go there, but for real, she had other rides worked out and they stopped giving her a ride. That's a problem.
I'll tell you why, because the question is, am I the jerk for not giving my coworker with their broken down car a ride, basically, because she doesn't want to be in the car with her for 45 minutes. She said, that's my time. I like to listen to music, you guys, a podcast, whatever I'm doing. And she's like, this is my time.
Is it out the way? No. Do I want it to? No.
Oh, Oh, man. But it doesn't matter why. It doesn't mean everybody else kicked her out. It just means they're like us. They're admitting they don't want to give somebody a ride.
They're keeping it a buck. Is it morally kind of jerky?
I don't know. Let's start with Jennifer and Racine this morning. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning. Jinx.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. All right. What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk for not giving your coworker whose car is broken down a ride?
I'm going to say jerk. But my reason why is probably going to make me a jerk.
Hey, girl, the floor is yours. Go on.
It sounds like you've come to the right place.
Right.
Hello. Hi, welcome.
I'm not going to lie. I've given my coworkers a ride before, but I let them know, like, right away. Like, I listen to my music. I listen to my stuff. Like,
I ride my way.
Me, like, I'll get you there. You got to leave me alone. Like, I'm doing stuff.
So what you're telling me is, Jennifer,
you can't ride with me.
You put them in the back seat like you're a literal ride share and go, just don't talk to me the whole time.
I mean, you can sit in the front, but you can't.
Jennifer, you're so real right now. Say, no. You can sit in the front. Just let me do me and pretend like we're not in the same car.
I'm not going to lie. You guys are on for a while. I listen to it again. I give my friend a ride to, you know, my coworker a ride to the bank every single day. And I play back what you guys play on the radio every single day. And
you
don't care. Like, she does something on her phone or something. Do something with yourself.
Hold on.
Headphones.
Hold on, Jennifer. You play back our show, the podcast, and then your friend gets on her phone. Forget your friend, dude. Don't give her a ride anymore.
Thank you for listening live and back, just to make sure you caught it all, dog. That's a real
man. Yeah, because, I mean, I go to work at 8, so there's stuff I miss.
You're not the only one.
That's what my tennis coach said yesterday. Don't make fun of me for playing tennis. He said, I heard you guys talking about the loneliest holiday for singles is Halloween, and I got to go back and listen. I'm like, I'm proud of you for knowing that the podcast is easily accessible anytime. You want to hear what you missed or listen back? It's right there every day.
Be like Jennifer, y'all.
So I let her know, like, right away. Like, if you can't be quiet, I can't give you a ride anymore.
Jennifer?
But I'm just saying that she's a jerk because she hasn't even tried to give her a ride.
Fair.
Like, you got to give her a ride
once.
And make sure she can be quiet.
You know what? At least the one time. Then you can go, no, girl, no more. No, somebody else.
Yeah, like, let her know. Bring your headphones. I'm doing my thing. I'll give you a ride.
Heard.
Like, be quiet.
Heard.
But you got to at least do it.
And that's why she's saying jerk.
At least make yourself feel better in your heart.
Jennifer, yes. Yes. You know what? I agree.
Obviously, we already said that. We said we didn't want to give anybody a ride, DZ. Duh.
But she said it so much better.
I don't mind if you can be quiet. I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. If you're going to get in the car and start talking to me, like,
forget it.
You got to take the bus or something.
Hey, man.
That's a long route.
There's no bus from Milwaukee to Delafield.
That's a long route, my boy.
Uber, are you going to come out a lot of money?
I know that's right.
Do it if you can't be quiet.
Thank you so much for calling, Jennifer. You were really funny. Have a great day, girl.
You too.
Bye.
Let's go to Lindsay next in Milwaukee and see what she thinks. Jennifer said jerk for not giving your coworker a ride when their car was broken down. Which way are you going to go, Lindsay?
She was super valid, Lindsay.
I would say not the jerk.
Okay.
And here's why. Because it's definitely not her responsibility to make sure that her coworkers get home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, like, now I have to decide what I'm doing after work and if I have to go out of my way.
You do got to plan a schedule around a ride now. Okay.
Right. However, I will say that when I was struggling to find a ride, I did figure it out by myself. But one of my coworkers offered to give me a ride, which was very different because she saw me hanging out waiting for my ride. And then she turned into one of my best friends, and we started carpooling every day to work.
Aww.
So I am not saying that you shouldn't not give people a ride, but you shouldn't expect your coworkers to do it. Like,
I had to figure it out. That's right.
I didn't ask anybody else, and then once they saw that I was there regularly waiting for my ride after work, and she knew that we lived close together. I'm talking about like 10 blocks away.
Wow.
And
she wanted to help you because she saw you needed it, but you didn't ask her. She stepped up,
and that was
a true from her heart moment.
Yep. And now y'all are BFFs. Come on.
Totally.
Yeah, and we carpooled together for the next 3 years of work until we switched places. So.
Look at you two best buddies.
Dare we say that was cute. Best friends through ride shares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could be good, but you shouldn't expect somebody at your job to help you figure it out. You got to be a big kid now.
Well, and maybe this is all projection where she feels guilty anyway, and she should have said no and moved on with her life, you know, because it's not our problem to fix people's problems outside of work, but if you're a good person, you try.
Guilty because she knows she could have and should have said, yeah, the reality is she got no reason to have said no besides she just like her own time.
Well, I'd come up with a reason like, oh, I got to stop on the way somewhere. Oopsie.
Oh, I think I got a second job today. I'm babysitting my nieces tonight.
Can't do it. Oops. Can't do it.
All right. Thanks for calling, Lindsay. We appreciate you.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. You too. Bye. We split.
We are, last but not least, Rogers in Milwaukee.
Oh, boy.
Look out, everybody.
Look out, Milwaukee. Song.
Yo, good morning. Good morning. Ali DZ, Milwaukee stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know.
Let's go.
Roger. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not giving her coworker a ride because their car's broken down.
Split. Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. I like Jennifer's answer, and I like Lindsay's answer. But this is my answer.
So step aside, ladies.
And?
Okay. She's not the jerk. Woo! You got to live with your decision. Only because you got to live with your decision.
Yeah, that's true.
If we go by the topic, what you said on the topic, then she clearly by that, she would be the jerk. But she says she don't even like this person.
Yeah.
She don't even like her.
That's a fact.
So if I don't like somebody, then
why am I
going to
go out of my way?
Yeah.
To go that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically saying what DZ said in the beginning. He was in and out of it. Because,
well, that's the thing, because we do things all the time to help people. It doesn't mean we want to.
Wanting to or not.
It's a matter of, are you going to help? Sometimes you want to help people because it feels good to give back and help other people.
It's
and sometimes you do it because you see them sitting there and you're like, oh, they need help. And sometimes you go, you know what? I got my own stuff to worry about today.
Yep.
I don't want to give you a ride.
Can't do none of that. My bad. And people just got to understand that. But you already know when it comes to coworkers, you're going to see them every day. They're going to feel some type of little resentment going, I needed that ride that one time. They told me no.
Yeah. But I definitely like the Lindsay and Jennifer's answer because I've been on both sides of the fence with that.
Same.
I mean, you know, coming after work, you know, you see somebody that you know that works with you, but you guys ain't friends, but it's cold outside or it's too hot outside and you got that feeling, hey, man, you need a ride? Come on in here. I'll take you to where you need to go.
That's
you know
cool.
What I'm
saying? She's
it's
fine. Here. Come on.
But, hey, you going east or west, Bobby? Because I'm going east. You going west? Hey, good luck.
I'm going.
I wait till they answer and then I say
I'm
the other way.
I'm going not the jerk, though. But she has to, you know, she has to deal with that decision.
Mm-hmm. Heard. Yep,
somebody
you got to own
and
it.
Said, did the coworker even ask for a ride? Yes, that was part. Yes, yeah, she did.
She
so,
did.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Roger.
I love you guys.
The
Enjoy
jerk.
The rest of your day.
Love you back. Bye-bye. Peace, man.
Deanna from the OC texted in and said, Roger just gives me life in the mornings. I want whatever positivity he eats for breakfast.
It's a whole bunch of Roger.
And Roger was a garbage man in Milwaukee for 100 years. I know that was an exaggeration, but he worked hard, man. And he did one of those hard jobs. Now it's easy. Now you just get in the truck and lift it.
Now you just throw it on the hook. Now
Roger's
he used to have to
school.
Hoof it in there himself.
Roger used to do it, man.
He's seen your worst and your bag of draws.
He knows what's in your trash.
He knows.
Maybe that's why he's so positive. He knows we're all nuts.
He knows.
He knows.
He's been in my alley.
Dun, dun,
he knows.
Dun. All right. Let's give away these tickets to Young Gravy, and then we need to talk about why we're all thinking so badly about ourselves so many times a day. I don't like this statistic. This
I know
is
why
not
I do
good.
It.
This is not good. We are not saying nice things about ourselves, and we need to talk about this. It involves our body, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hate
we're
going to
gonna
say
do better. Let's give away these tickets first. 414-533-1037. You are going to go see Young Gravy. Gravy at the Rave.
You already know I love the Rave. Come on, go play with me.
Classic Milwaukee venue. Yep. Like, if you haven't been, you're missing out.
Chef's
the
kiss.
Rave. We've had so many concerts and Christmas bashes there over the year. We're sending you to see Young Gravy. It's so appropriate with Thanksgiving week. So, caller 24, you're going. 414-533-1037. You'll see Young Gravy on November 24th at the Rave. Good luck. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Rob is in Racine this morning. Hi, Rob.
Rob and Russ. What up?
Rob.
Hello. How you doing?
What up, man?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
What are you up to? Mm-hmm. You know we're nosy? Mm-hmm. You going to work?
Driving into work.
Mm-hmm. Where do you
do?
Work?
Stop. Jinx.
Double jinx.
What do you do?
Sales.
Ooh. Oh.
Never mind.
You gotta have a rich. Yeah. Sheesh.
Always be closing, ain't it? Come on now.
You gotta be a very special person to work in sales, let me tell you.
For real. In all regards.
Rob, you're going to see Young Gravy at the Rave.
Speaking of special, hey.
Wait, hold on. I should have asked, what do you sell? What if it's something good?
He's gonna try to sell you something, Allie. Stop.
You really don't?
Flow meters.
Huh?
What?
Flow meters.
Flow meters.
Kind of like what your gas goes through and liquids go through and you monitor it.
Oh, like a flow, like a gauge, basically.
Interesting. Yeah, this is gauge, like one of those jobs. I keep asking people about their jobs, and it's like they do the most. You forget how the world goes around.
I met a guy that built gauges, like flow gauges, at a factory in like St. Francis or something like that. Very random. So I don't know if y'all work together, but yeah, random.
Weird. Right. Well, Robin Racine. Yeah, it is interesting. Well, thanks for calling. You're going to see Young Gravy at the Rave. Congrats. Woo. Have a great time, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
You're
welcome,
so
great day.
So
you
welcome.
Too.
Have fun in sales.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
He said to her.
Or should I say good luck? You're going to need it.
It's more like good luck.
You're going to need it.
Sales is like a performance. Better said, break a leg.
Crazy. All right. So we have to discuss the very sad news I have to share with everybody.
What's up?
Which is that, do you know that when we are talking about our bodies, we think negatively about ourselves 4 times a day?
I actually believe that.
This is so sad.
I think of myself negatively pretty often, actually, to be honest with you. Whether it's physical, mental, or emotional, I normally am pretty negative internally, which is why I'm so positive externally. Seriously.
You're hard on yourself.
No,
One would mirror the other.
Yeah, no, they don't.
They wouldn't be two different people. Like, mm-mm. You wouldn't be negative inside. You'd end up being negative on the outside. That's interesting.
No, I'm a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini. All right, well, coming up next, we're going to talk about this because this is not a good thing, man, because it turns out that we all think negatively about our bodies 4 times a day, you guys.
This is
four
tough.
Times.
Four times?
4 times a day, yeah. I want to talk about this next because this is not okay. I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about next. Kiss FM. This is so sad. Americans think negatively about their bodies 4 times a day. What?
It's got to be true. It's got to be true.
We are messed up. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. And as someone who lost 150 pounds, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I think about it, my body. I mean, even after losing weight, last night getting dressed to go out, I was like, I don't know if I can wear this because it looks weird with my tummy this way, the way these pants fit, mm-hmm. and this shirt doesn't mm-hmm. go together, and
girl.
I don't like it because I don't like my body in this outfit, and I'm doing it to myself.
Girl, I got a Tina the talking tummy and the tatas to match. Like, what you talking about? And I'm a dad. You know what I mean? Like,
stop
dad
it.
Bought on full effect. And that's somebody that's lost a lot of weight, gained a bunch of weight, lost some more weight, and gained some weight back. Bruh, yes, I hate it.
You know
I
what's
hate
sad?
It.
70% of us admit when we look in the mirror, the first thing we notice is something we want to fix. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Why would you look at the good parts you like? You look for imperfections.
The average person feels completely uncomfortable in their skin half the time. That's awful.
Mm.
That is awful. Weight, one of our top insecurities, obviously.
But
38% saying their weight is the part of their body they're most self-conscious about. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I gotta say though, as someone who lost weight, after you lose it, I lost 150 pounds. I realized it wasn't about the weight. It was about how I felt,
how you felt
and my health. And you don't get it, and it sounds obnoxious when you just want to eat a cookie and you don't care anymore.
When you're in it, it don't make sense.
It really isn't about the weight. I don't mm-hmm. know how else to explain it. And even when I gain a few pounds, I'm like, it's not about the weight.
Well,
it's not about the weight. It's about my health and how I feel.
And
I don't care.
It does attach to itself physically in a lot mm-hmm. of ways for what people see and what they look at, it's because it affects you how you feel mentally, emotionally, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
That's the real factor right mm-hmm. there. Because obviously, you're a little big, you're a little heavier set. It's going to sit heavy on your spirit, but it's going to also sit heavy on your bones. What feels worse, though?
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking around achy because you heavy set, or the way you feel internally because you heavy set trying to do stuff?
That's like the people that used to be like, well, I don't want to lose weight because of all the skin. I go, what's the alternative?
Yeah.
Like, well, you're out of your mind. Well, look, this is about how we think negatively about our bodies 4 times a day. And that just makes me really sad because we are so hard on ourselves and it reflects. And then because we think bad about our bodies, we make bad choices. And then we eat and it all becomes a cycle, right?
Let's take it away from weight even, right? Because mm-hmm. food, eating, obesity, huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd say probably number one. Number one affliction
well, there's
of
a reason
what people look at.
So many people are on the GLP-1s and I support it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. If it's making you not have to take blood pressure medicine anymore and your heart disease Take it.
Do it, man. I don't care.
But take it away from that. And then you go, think about the people that when they start losing their hair, right? What do people do? That's a physical change. Mm-hmm. People's teeth, huge point
teeth
of contention for them.
Teeth are a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Skin blemishes. You got acne. Right? Yeah. Even as an adult, that sucks. So it's not only just weight attached. Mm-hmm. When people gray, we were having a conversation with a coworker yesterday.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, man, I'm starting to gray.
He's in his 30s.
Sometimes,
yeah.
I'll color it in. And I'm like, really? I can't wait to gray.
He dyes his beard. Yeah, you're like one of the only people who's like, I love being gray.
I love
I'm like,
gray.
Yeah, no, you can miss us. Me and the coworker agreed we were not excited for that.
Bring on the wisdom, baby. Bring it on. Give me all the gray.
Dude, gray doesn't equal wisdom. Trust me, I can find some old people who are not that wise who have gray hair.
For real, though.
No, but seriously, thinking about our bodies four times a day negatively, that's so sad.
There's four times a day right there where I'm like, oh, I feel a little big because when I'm sitting, my chest sits on my stomach and my dad bod. Oh, no, I hate my teeth. I wish I'd get this gap fixed because I'm so conscious about my gap. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like my hair's thinning because it's genetics and now I'm in my 30s. And oh, my goodness, am I balding? Mm-hmm. And oh, that's right. Now, physically, my body's still healing from a knee surgery. So just physical on top, I don't feel like my body's ever going to heal. I think about myself negatively four times a day, and that's just breathing once.
Yeah, well, John's in Mequon. Pull him up quick because I want to talk to him. He had a good point about how we're also judgmental of each other, which is part of the problem, right, John?
Mm-hmm. Morning,
John. Holla.
You know, this is crazy. We think badly about our bodies four times a day. That's so sad.
Yes, it is.
Do you think badly about yourself?
I just look at the fact that like, there's too many judgmental people out there. That's kind of the big thing, just because, you know, they judge the way people look, dress. You could be walking through a restaurant and, you know, someone would be either giving you a cringe look, but yet you see this beautiful person across the way that you don't know their story, but you know, they could have already had surgeries done or anything like that, and they look amazing.
Yeah.
And someone's just staring at them.
I always say that people look at me, they have no idea that what I've been through, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
true. Or anyone,
it's one of the reasons why that when you walk through the pharmacy department and everything like that, and they've got knee braces, tummy tuck stuff, basically to hide what you look like. And then, of course, that's where the dating world gets so difficult because of the fact that people are too afraid.
He's right, but you know what the other problem is? It's not even that people are judgmental. It's that it is the problem, but the real core is that we care what people think, right?
Too much.
So there's always going to be people that are judgmental. There's always going to be people that no matter how much weight I lose, they're not going to be happy for me, no matter how long I keep it off. There's always going to be people, either I'm too big, now I'm too skinny, now I'm too fake, now I got fake boobs, now I'm this. Like, we go through this with everything,
we're
right?
Judgmental
it's never
to the
enough.
Core.
So right. What it comes down to, I've learned, John, is that it comes down to you, right? Which is very hard. So the reason we care is because we care what other people think, and you'd be lying if you said you didn't.
I think we're judgmental for a reason, and we're judgmental in nature, but
it's projection
whether
half the time.
That and whether you attach reality and truth to
weird
that.
Things too, that I actually met a gal at a convenience store that, you know, freaking she couldn't get something off the top shelf. I'm a taller guy, and I was helping her, and she just looked at me and she goes, you got some very pretty teeth. And I'm like, yeah, I brush every day. And she goes, I'm a person that likes the looks of teeth. And I'm like, walking away weirdly going like, that's so weird. So,
but did you feel good?
Well, at least you notice I got white teeth.
Oddly? He said a little bit. Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's funny. All right. So, John, you have a good point. We're so judgmental, which then, in turn, causes us to care so much what people think, but a lot of it's projection anyway, you know?
Yeah.
All right, John. Thanks for calling.
I go with someone with attitude. I care less what you look like. It's about your attitude. If you got a bad attitude, I'm walking away. You got a great attitude, let's talk.
Nice. Well, thank you, John. You have
we
a great day.
Man.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful day as well.
Bye.
Peace.
So they said a quarter of people admit they don't even know where to start, DZ, but so many people say they've tried to lose weight and then they gain it back, right? Which is so many of us. Mm-hmm. I went through that for years. And they said that discourages you and then you feel worse about your body again because people try to lose weight and then they can't keep it. Keeping it off is the real hard part.
Well, and sometimes people's worry isn't even about how they feel, but it's, again, going back to judgment, how they're going to be judged and perceived throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, my thing about the judgment there is if you're attaching truth, if you're attaching meaning to the judgment, that's where you're wrong because normal people people are judgmental. Mm-hmm. We look, we assess, we judge. People say judgment is a negative term. If you're applying negative logic to it, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at somebody and embracing them for who they are, regardless of what mm-hmm. they look like, that's just regular judgment.
But
that's
people
being a
don't
human.
Even realize that. They're judging people on the outside.
Negatively.
Yeah, or positively or whatever, based mm-hmm. on their outside. That's mm-hmm. what sucks about it. All right, we want to talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037. It turns out that we think negatively about our bodies 4 times a day. What are we going to do about this? This is not okay. We have got to stop.
I'm going to keep doing it.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ on Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Turns out we think negatively about our bodies 4 times a day. Like we, and some of us probably 40.
Yeah, nah, for real though. I hate to say it, but it's probably more for a lot of people. And I'm not even shocked. I'm not either.
Let's go to Jade in West Bend as we're talking this out. I'm like, we got to do better. Some of it we decided is because we're all so judgmental. Mm-hmm. And that's some of its projection. Mm-hmm. But then if you care what people think, you're going to internalize those thoughts, or you just got to be good with yourself.
Are
you
holding on to the judgments or not? Because if you are, that's the wrong part.
Most of us are. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this, Jade?
Okay, so a few years ago, I used to be like really heavy, and then I got really skinny. And one thing I noticed between being heavy and being smaller or whatever is I was never any less smart or less kind or less funny, or I was still the same good friend as I was
but
big and
small. But people treat you differently.
But the way you
and
got
I
treated.
And I feel you so hard on this. Oh, girl.
So, my thing, it just kind of realized to me that there are like at least a billion things on this planet that are more important than what I look like.
That part, that's huge.
Amen.
Like, my friends and family still love me just as much, big and small. So like really at the end of the day, does my body and what I look like really matter to anybody but me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know? No, like, it doesn't. But it does, but no, it doesn't. It shouldn't.
Mm-mm. Such a good thought. Sorry, I'm processing what you're thinking.
We just loving your conversation. So we're like, yes, girl, keep going, girl, yes.
You're right. Well, no, you're saying, nobody cares but you, and it's your mind.
Well, and your loved ones are going to love you really, really for you regardless. Mm-hmm. Big, small, smart, dumb, whatever.
They are.
And she's going, I didn't change inside, mm-hmm. but the way people treated me outside did by only what I look like, mm-hmm. literally.
100%. I understand that.
Complete strangers and people on the internet seem to like me better when I was skinnier, but like, you know, as long as I'm still a decent person, does
That's
it really
matters.
Matter if more strangers are looking at me or more guys are walking up to talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
Not at all. All right. Thank you so much for calling, Jay. Good points.
You're
for
welcome.
Sure.
Have
Appreciate
a good day.
Love it. You too. Much love.
She's right, though. As someone who's been big and little, like for sure there are people that treat me differently. There are people that will say I'm so much better now. And it's like, well, I might be healthier and I might have done some work on myself, but I was still the same heart. I was still the same person. And so that's a little offensive sometimes.
And can we be honest?
And to go,
we still
oh,
got
so
things to work
of you now,
on.
Now, all the time.
There's always something to work on.
All
size,
the time.
What you look like, that is literally the top of the cherry of the mm-hmm. underneath of so much work that's at mm-hmm. the base of that, bro.
Amen to that. Let's go to Allison in Racine, who has her own theme song. She's a regular, and she's been losing a ton of weight.
Speaking of
people, we're saying that we think negatively about our bodies 4 times a day.
This girl is on fire.
That's so messed up. But it's not surprising either.
Nope. Join Allison. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
All right. How much weight have you lost now?
So I am officially at 97. Woo! So we're so close to 100,
right
I can
there.
Taste it.
Right
You're about
there,
to be
girl.
In the 100 club. Let's
Snaps.
Go.
Snaps for that.
The Wonderland Club. So, Allison, you can probably understand this, how much we worry about our bodies. I mean, when you're losing weight, that's part of it, mm-hmm. is thinking about your body all mm-hmm. the time.
So it's literally the body dysmorphia is so real.
Yep.
And people do not understand that people of every single weight and size can deal with it.
Yes, yes.
It does not matter if you're a stick, if you're overweight, it does not matter. People have body dysmorphia. It's very crazy going through it and seeing the changes in my body where I know I'm losing weight, but I don't, when you don't see the signs yourself, even though, okay, great, I put my pants on, they're bigger.
But it starts with the little stuff of, I put lotion on my face and I can feel my cheekbones again.
Oh, yeah, I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, or my husband made a comment, and even my aunt did, about, oh, you have a waist again. And it wasn't said in a mean way. It was, oh, my God, that looks great on you. You're getting more, some more defined.
It was a compliment of like, hey, we're noticing the hard work, yes, because they know the journey you're on. It's not totally going, oh, we like you better skinny, but it's the support of, right, hey, good for you. You're doing great.
You look good.
And the one thing that has happened, which I know we have talked about when we talk about how I go on my walks and the bike rides and whatnot, mm-hmm, the mental clarity that has changed in my brain,
yeah,
of how I think about things, how I think about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to work on, so much of that is not just losing the weight.
Yeah.
It's your mental health.
Well, that's why they gain it back, because they don't work on, we have to, it all goes together, mind, body, how we take care of ourselves, what we put in our body,
dog,
discipline.
We're so quick to deny it, though.
Self-control. You know, we'll say, I don't know why I'm gaining weight. Well, I'll tell you why you're gaining weight.
How you been feeling the last couple of days?
You know what? As long as you're happy and you feel good, like, it shouldn't matter if you eat the cheeseburger or not. How do you feel about yourself?
You know? Every single person individually has to figure out how the power of food affects them.
That's strong.
Well,
that's strong.
Yeah, I mean,
because food is a huge attachment.
Yeah,
and we're talking about eating and weight.
Say, okay, food is strictly nutrition, right? You have a lot of people who will view it that way. And then me, being a very emotional eater, it was a way of comfort for me.
Yep.
So trying to find my happiness in other ways than eating a cheeseburger.
Yep.
Well, you found different coping skills. That's what you did.
Exactly. Right. And that's where your mental clarity and thought and sickness, and where you just have to think about how you process things. So in that same moment, I will tell you this. I was on a bike ride last week, and I was swearing at myself. I'm not saying it.
Good.
I know better.
Good.
But I was saying to myself, you will not stop pedaling. You can do this. And you let, like, the negative got in there for a minute, where I was like, just stop. Take a break,
walk,
breathe a minute. You need a rest.
It's,
you can't,
positive self-talk.
Push
positive self-talk.
Yes.
So when you think positively about your body because you're losing weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
What are we going to do for all these people who are still thinking negatively? These people that want to be you, Allison, that want to be in a place where they're looking in the mirror, or they're looking at their body when they don't have any clothes on and going, you know what? I like myself. Like,
how do you push past that negativity of like, just stop, girl, just take that break? How do you stop past the like, dang, DZ, you don't look good today? How do you stop?
So it was literally, I watch one or two different influencers on YouTube, I will say that, who were both previously people who have,
she goes to church.
All
right, I got this, Allison. She goes to, no, church. It's a church thing. I joke. It's not really church. It's a church of fitness.
It's a community thing.
It's a community.
You need to stop thinking about all, you need to change how you view every single thing in your life.
Heard.
Otherwise, the weight's not going to stay off.
Well, and this isn't even about weight, though, Allison. This isn't even about weight. This is just about how we think about our bodies four times a day. Like, that's why I'm saying props to you for your journey. But all kinds of people are out there listening who don't care if they lose weight and they're still thinking negatively about their
body.
I'm
flip.
Like, you got to think positively.
There's people that are too skinny going, I'm too skinny. I need to gain weight. I need a cheeseburger. Give me two.
Totally.
Everyone's got to find their own church,
that
whether
part.
It be through supportive friends, whether it be at the gym, whether it be at your AA meeting, wherever.
Amen.
That is going to lead you mentally on a positive path, because if you're not mentally positive, nothing else will change.
Yeah. Anna from Milwaukee texted, and I'm guilty as well. I just did it this morning. All right, so I want everybody to go look at themselves in the mirror, and I want you to say three nice things about yourself.
Right now?
Yeah, okay, you go first.
I love my beard.
Let me get the mirror. Okay, I like your beard,
too. Yeah, I got a good beard.
I like your beard. What else?
He has a great beard.
Thank you.
You got, DZ? Say something positive about your body.
My wife says my biceps are nice.
Nice!
Well, yes.
No. What do you think?
I also agree.
Okay.
My biceps
that
are
part.
Nice.
It can't be somebody else said I look good. It needs to be what you think about yourself. Because you also cannot find the confidence from other people.
And I know that underneath this keg, there is a six-pack somewhere.
Yes!
Now y'all go.
come here, little kid. Let me give you some money and some candy.
Wait,
in fact,
what?
Hold on. I got some in my pocket. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Sammy, stay over here. Don't go by that lady.
So I got to talk to you guys about being an aunt and how much I love being able to do it in person. So thank you, DZ, because it's Allie and DZ. And, you know, I have a niece and nephew, and they're in New York.
Yeah, they're far.
Charlie and Olivia. And I had more nieces and nephews. Well, they're still my nieces still and nephews them. When I was married that were close. And I really enjoyed being able to be an auntie to my nieces and nephews when I was married. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're still my kids' cousins. So I still talk to them and follow them on social media. They're growing up. But DZ, being at dinner on Sunday night for Owen's birthday, I realized how much I love being an aunt in person.
You thrive when you take them little babies off our hands.
Like,
and we're
Claire!
Like, go ahead.
I love seeing your kids because when I was getting dressed to go to dinner and I saw the bowl of candy and I go, ha ha. So I took two things of Sour Patch Kids.
It's like, you know what they like.
I knew. And I put them in my pocket. And then I went to dinner and I go, Sammy, your 4-year-old, I go, come here.
Psst.
I got something for you.
TT gonna hook
like
you
up. Like a real creeper. And I was like, oh, like a real creeper.
Chill out.
I was like, here's some candy, little kid. Take it.
Like a real.
And he was like, thanks. And then he just went on with his life. But I was like, I am going to bribe these kids. DZ, I really missed out on being an aunt. And it's one of those experiences that is so fun because you're not the parent. You get to spoil them.
That's what it is.
Whatever you want.
That's what it is.
They love you. They're like unconditionally love you because you're so cool to
you
them.
You know what it is? You know what?
Oh, I love being an aunt in person.
Being an aunt, being an uncle, being Titi or Tio, it's like a grandparent in training.
It is.
You can do whatever you want
and
with
nobody
them.
Nobody can say a thing.
Can't nobody say nothing to
so
you,
true.
Do nothing to you, and them kids are going to love you regardless. You get to sugar them up, rush them all crazy, train them to be wild, and then go back to your parents you go. Enjoy mom and dad.
Enjoy
parents.
I'm telling you, I didn't realize that how much I missed out on these experiences because, like I said, I only was married, you know, 4 years.
Yeah.
And I've been divorced so long. So my nieces and nephews aren't in Milwaukee. So when I find one, I get to spoil. Oh, it is underrated being an aunt and uncle. And there's some people that never get to experience it.
Well, gee, and just to share the cuteness of it, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, being an aunt and uncle is so top tier.
It is.
Because peep this. We had Megan,
mm-hmm.
Aaron's sister.
Yep.
You know.
Your wife's sister.
Correct. My sister-in-law, because we close.
Which we learned on the show, if you don't say sister-in-law,
you're not close.
But if you say my wife's sister, you don't like them.
But today is sports day at school, mm-hmm. so my nieces, Honor and Jewel, they're rocking their little Buck shirts that say DZ's niece on it, man.
Aww.
Talk about love being an aunt, love being an uncle. I love being mm-hmm. Theo D, because they show love like that. Mm-hmm. And you show up to little events. And you're right. Even though we live far, we're about an hour away from mm-hmm. our family.
It's not that far. You see them all the time, though.
We'll go home.
Yeah.
I've gone to, you know, bring your family to work or bring your family to school day and gone to career day and I've gone to cultural day and I've done the things and
mm-hmm.
with the holiday season rolling around.
I love it.
I bring my youngins, my nephews, mm-hmm. Wrigley, I bring them shopping.
It's so much better. I love it that you take him shopping every year. That's so cool. I really can't believe how underrated being an aunt or uncle is. And I feel like I never got to experience this until recently with your children because I get to give them candy.
I dip into
really
unk
be
mode.
An aunt.
I dip into unk mode and I love unk mode. I thrive in unk mode and I'm only getting started mm-hmm. in the unk mode because you know I be unk mode with your boys too.
Totally.
You know, come on. The shoes.
Oh my God. Hudson was carrying
Mondo.
He was carrying around Monday the other day. I go, where'd you get that? He goes, don't worry about it. It was DZ.
I'm going to have to talk to him about that because I said pocket that.
You've bought
he needs
them
to
haircuts.
Learn what pocket that is.
You've bought them shoes. That's another reason I love aunts and uncles. They buy your kids stuff.
They're going to hold you down. They're going to hold you down. Like, come on now.
You guys.
And not expect nothing for it, bro.
It really is. It really is underrated. 414-533-1037. We were just talking about, you know, being an aunt or uncle. And I said to DZ, I'm like, you know, I didn't realize how much I miss being able to be an aunt in person. Like, I've only done it far away. And I'll see my nephew Charlie and my niece Olivia when I go to New York. And I feel so excited to be their aunt because they think I'm cool. And they mm-hmm. want to hang out with me. But then I'm gone and I don't see them, you know? I don't see them enough.
You know the cool growth about it, too, is what? You're going to even get closer
with your nieces and nephews as they get older. Because then they'll be, oh yeah, I can't wait.
Well, my niece just started at NYU. I'm very proud of her, Olivia. And she asked me the other day, we were all FaceTiming. She goes, are you going to come visit? I go, you want me to come visit
you? It's already starting.
You're in college and you still want me to come visit?
You're going to be a mediator, right?
I'm coming.
Between mom, between her, between you. You're going to be able to be cool, Titi. And that's what I love about it. Because you're going to be able to really keep that firm hand and parent them. Like, you, if you got to... If you gotta,
I can still yell at
them. You got to smack somebody, you're going to smack somebody.
That's the thing about being an aunt or uncle. You can still tell them what's up.
But then you could put your arm around them and go, listen, we don't got to tell your mom right now, but, you know, eventually we're going to have to, Papa. Like, you wilding right now.
Let's go to the phones. People are calling, and I can see them ringing. Let's go to one this morning. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Kelly, it's Kathleen. You know I had a call.
Kathleen! Mike and Hartford's wife.
Dave's wife.
Good morning. All right, I'm talking about how being an aunt or uncle is really just an underrated experience because I've never been really able to do it in person, and I'm loving spoiling the crap out of DZ's kids. I'm getting life from it.
We love it, too, for the most part, until we get all them toys that are all over our house, and then our kids are sugared up at 9 p.m. because Titi Alley got Sour Patch Kids in her pocket on deck.
Come on. I got more here. If you want some, Sammy.
No, we're good.
Kathleen. How many nieces or nephews do you have?
A lot. My brother has three.
Too many?
My brother has three. Michael's sister. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law. I love Jesse. Don't worry.
Are they all here, though?
No, my brother in Pennsylvania is three, and they're in college, so I'm old.
So you barely don't even know them that well. Yep.
My brother's kids, two of them are in college, and so I'm old.
Yeah. Well, I love being an aunt in person, Kathleen. It's better.
Yes.
It's way better than being a parent because they just adore you. They think you're cool. You get to give them things without guilt, and you don't even care if the parents have an issue with it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
And then you go, let me deal with them. Because that's exactly what I did to Hudson. He was like, my mom's going to say something about the money. I was like, bro, I'll fight your mom tomorrow. Don't worry about that. Put it in your pocket.
You found my relationship with my niece Grace at my house and at my bridal shower or my baby shower. She's like my firstborn. She is an only child, so she is super close with Eileen.
Yeah.
And Eileen will listen to her over anybody.
It's interesting. Kathleen has a niece who's basically been her little sister, I think. Doesn't it feel like that?
Kind of.
That's the way I look at that relationship. Yeah, it's interesting.
Her and I are super close. I always tell her you can come to me for anything, good, bad, you know, and I look out for her. Anybody messes with her, it's on.
Yeah.
Yep.
You gotta have those people in your corner. You're right. Very nice. Well, Kathleen,
let me discipline her if I need to.
Well, that's because we're adults. Let's be real.
You gotta have the trust in those people around you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Kathleen, thanks for calling. Being an aunt is the best.
Of course.
All right.
It is.
And I feel bad for people that never get to experience it either, DZ. You know, some people never get to be an aunt. So I don't know. Let's go to line two, last but not least, and see what they have to say.
Sometimes it's the people around you. You know, you have friends that become family. I'm aunts and uncles.
Like, we're technically not blood related, but I call Sammy and Danny my nephews.
This whole time. You know what I mean? Been talking about our kids as unks.
So excited. Totally.
No blood relation.
None. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Christy.
Hey, Christy. We're talking about being an aunt and uncle this morning and how it's so underrated. Christy, what city are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Germantown.
Nice. Do you love being an aunt?
I do. I have a crazy story, though. I have a huge family, 7 siblings.
Go on.
So my niece, and I'm the youngest, so there's 20 years between me and the oldest. My niece is older than me, so she's a couple months older than me. So I love being a great aunt because all them nieces and nephews have babies now. So, and one of them lives next door to me. So
they're close.
I get to see them all the time. So that is just awesome.
So where's the crazy story here?
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy that my niece is older than me.
Oh, okay.
Fair.
That is crazy, but I actually know a lot of families like that because one of my best friends growing up, they had 10 kids in that family, and she was born way later.
Yep.
And so of her nieces and nephews were our age. And I remember them being like, Auntie, and I'm like, that's our friend. You're not their aunt. Yep. She's like, I'm their aunt.
We grew up like sisters.
Yeah.
When I was 13 years old, one of my best friends, Miles, had an uncle that was 2 years old. You know.
I mean, totally get it.
The math, right?
The math is math, and it happens.
Wepa.
What do you mean somebody got free candy for life? What are you talking about?
Somebody got free candy for life, dog.
I want to know how. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ. What are you talking about, dude? All right.
So this is a viral story, a video I saw online, and some people might have already seen it. Mm-hmm. Comes from SoCal, Southern California. Mm-hmm. This dad and son are just walking down the street, tra-la-la, chilling, mm-hmm. when they happen to come across a door to a candy store wide open. And it's night. The store should be closed. And the dad and son are like, oh, that's weird.
The door is wide open.
Door is wide open to the store. So they stop, investigate. You know, dad's like, maybe somebody's coming to lock it. Nobody comes to lock it. Mm-hmm. Door's wide open. Easily accessible. Walk in, just steal whatever you want. They don't, though. They go, they get a security guard. They did the right humanitarian thing. They went and got a security guard and were like, hey, we think this door got left open. It had, on accident, by the owners. They were alerted. They came and locked up and said, oh my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Y'all get free candy for life now.
No way.
They got Willy Wonka. They got blessed. They got blessed.
That's what happens when you do the right thing. You would have stolen the candy?
Yeah, you see my face. Wouldn't have been me. I would have walked in and taken a Nutter Butters or something. I would have been like, what? Free candy.
That's crazy. Well, shout out to the people for doing the right thing. I was at the gym the other day and I walked out and there was a trunk open to a Cadillac. And I was like, so I called inside the gym. I go, I think somebody left their trunk open because I could see that the back was down. I could have climbed into this Cadillac and stolen somebody's purse. I could see her purse on the front seat. Nobody gave me free candy for life, though. So I'm a little irritated
No free candy from the purse?
Whoever had the Cadillac, when I saved you, and you didn't give me anything. This is the last time I do the right thing. I'm kidding.
All jokes aside,
seriously,
right?
You do the right thing. Hopefully something good happens.
I get nervous in those moments. Yeah. I don't know if I even would have stopped to like check. I just would have assumed like, whoop, nope, you know? Perfect example.
Yeah.
When I used to work at a different location.
Yeah.
I'd take a different route and I'd drive north, right? I'd be sitting there going north, chilling, driving my business, and I'd pass Mango's on Brady. And when I passed Mango's Cafe off of Brady, sometimes I would see that front door wide open at like 3-4 in the morning and I'd go, that's weird. That's weird. You think I ever stopped to check? No.
You never did.
Never stopped to check. The perception of me going,
been there.
I'm not going to stop. I've seen car doors open. I've seen businesses open. I'm not going to stop to be that good Samaritan in that moment because I don't even want to be perceived.
Oh, you don't want anyone to think you broke into it or something.
All of a sudden, the wrong person sees me at the wrong time and goes, hey, you, stop right there. I know whose car that is.
Right.
I was just closing the door.
I was just trying to help.
Just trying to be a good person.
Chill out, man.
I wouldn't have touched the candy store door. I'm not going to lie to
you. That's fair. That's fair because of your experiences. I don't blame you.
Cross the street, Sammy. We're not even getting close.
But
I don't know what's going on.
You just shot yourself in the foot because you said you'd steal all the candy. And then you said, but you would never help because you wouldn't want anyone to think you were the thief. DZ!
That's the all jokes aside of after I go, oh, I'd ransack that mug. I wouldn't even come close to the door.
Man.
I wouldn't even put my fingerprints anywhere near it. I'd be like, bro, get up out the way. Make sure security cameras see us not even near that door, Sammy. Come on.
Yeah.
We're out of here. Cross the street.
Well, that's really cool that this story went viral and they got free candy for life for helping out the candy store who had their door open. I actually love that. Carl and Indy said, if I had free candy for life, my dentist would be very excited.
Definitely, Carl.
What the heck? I got to figure out, though, what I'm going to do with all my...
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Leftover.
What do you mean?
I got too much candy again.
Halloween is not over.
Yeah, well, trick-or-treating in my neighborhood is. See the problem?
I hear you. You're just going to have to come bring it to Milwaukee.
I know. You want my candy. Well, you're going to give me $30? Oh, stupid candy I bought for no reason?
Hey, what's the inflation? I'll give you 20.
Trick-or-treating was a bust this year, let me tell you guys.
I'll give you 20, bro. And you can keep the five in the studio.
Forget you.
Omega 25.
Forget you guys. I think the moral of the story was do the right thing, and maybe you'll get free candy for life. Don't be like DC.
Don't be like me. No, don't be like me.
Do the right thing and get free candy. Happy Halloween.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.